This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical on a patient named Faurice Carr. Last name C-A-R-R, first name Faurice, capital F-A-U-R-I-C-E. So it's Faurice Carr. Place was Mission Point in Flint. Date was June 14, 2023. New paragraph patient profile. Mr. Carr is a 54-year-old male who came from Hurley Medical Center yesterday, period. The chief complaint, he's here for rehab and post-acute care following an admission for GI bleeding and severe anemia, period. He also has a history of congestive heart failure and is having end-stage renal disease on dialysis, period. New paragraph, history of present illness. He was admitted to the hospital around the 6th of June, and he was found to have a hemoglobin of 3.8, period. He had 2 to 3 days of nausea and red burgundy-colored emesis and black-colored stools with shortness of breath, period. He also had an episode of chest pain the day before admission, period. He tried to move up dialysis but was unable to, and when he came to dialysis, sugar was 53, period. A CBC performed in the ER showed a hemoglobin of 3.9, period. He was found in the hospital to have gastric and duodenal arteriovenous malformations and also gastritis and duodenitis, period. The malformations were repaired by upper endoscopy, period. He had some abdominal tenderness, period. Now he has got no melena or bleeding, period. His creatinine was 7.5 and he was seen by nephrology. And he is on dialysis, period. He had mild pulmonary congestion on chest x-ray with small bilateral pleural effusions that were unchanged, period. He was treated with hydralazine for blood pressure, period. He had been found in the past to have heart failure with reduced ejection fraction and was on Entresto, period. He denies any shortness of breath now at rest, but admits to being short of breath when he walks too far, period.
I called downstairs.
His hemoglobin after transfusion came up to 8.9, period. Records from Hurley indicate that he's had chronic alcoholism as well, period. He states that his nephew is his guardian, but when I asked him if he was confused, he denied it, period. He states he has selective memory problems, but he was mostly oriented, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills. Eye, no visual complaints. ENT, no sore throat or earache or hoarseness. Nope. Respiratory. He denies dyspnea or cough or sputum, cardiovascular, no chest pain or dizziness, GI, no current abdominal pain, vomiting, diarrhea, or bleeding, period. He did have severe bleeding, though, when he came to the hospital. Heme, no chest of bleeding or bruising now. Hemoglobin had improved, period. He has been anemic. GU, no dysuria or hematuria. Musculoskeletal, no arthralgias. He states he can walk. Skin, no rash or itch. New paragraph. Past history is positive for acute and chronic combined systolic and diastolic heart failure, alcohol abuse, sciatica, syndrome of inappropriate ADH secretion, gastrointestinal hemorrhage as noted, hyponatremia, end-stage renal disease and dialysis. He's had an episode of acute pulmonary edema, essential hypertension, respiratory failure with hypoxia, unspecified dementia. New paragraph, social issues, there's mention of alcohol excess, period. He smokes about half a pack a day, period. new paragraph medications. Oscal with D500-5, 1 PO daily. Betamucil, oh, 1 pack daily.
I shit my man.
Sucralfate, 1 gram, 4 times a day before meals and bedtime. Senna tablets, 8.6 milligrams before meals and bedtime. Entresto 24-26, 1 PO twice a day. Nifedipine ER, 60 milligrams daily. Multivitamins, 1 daily. Minoxidil, 2.5 milligrams daily. Melatonin, 3 milligrams at bedtime. Labetalol, 100 milligrams every 8 hours. Isoimdor, 20 milligrams 3 times a day. Duonab, every 6 hours as needed by nebulizer. Ferrosulfate, 325 milligrams daily. Symbicort, 160-4.5, 2 puffs twice a day. Preventil HFA, 2 puffs every 4 hours as needed. Acetaminophen, 325 milligrams every 6 hours as needed. Nexium, 40 milligrams daily. New paragraph, allergy is not known. New paragraph, examination, he's not severely distressed. Blood pressure 157/75. Temperature 98.3. Pulse 82. Respiratory rate 18. O2 saturation 100%. Weight 148 pounds. Head and neck. Pupils equally react to the light. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Extraocular is intact. Oral mucosa normal. Use normal to inspection. Hearing was adequate. Neck supple. No master nodes. Lungs clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, S1, S2, no gallop, no murmur. Abdomen soft and non-tender, period, no palpable organomegaly. CNS, cranial is normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion. No cyanosis. Skin was intact, dormant, dry, without rash or major lesions. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, he has had severe anemia due to GI blood loss and had treatment of gastric and duodenal arteriovenous malformation, period. He had gastritis and duodenitis also, period. We will continue Nexium 40 milligrams twice a day and Carafate 1 gram 4 times a day, period. Two, he has heart failure with reduced ejection fraction and continues on Entresto 24-26 1 twice a day, period. Three, he has hypertension and will continue nifedipine ER 60 milligrams daily plus minoxidil 2.5 milligrams daily plus labetalol 100 milligrams daily.
Milligrams now is a BIDCRN of